The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk, our Super League review as we build up to tomorrow's grand final. Semi-final one was Lightning v Rhinos, and ahead of the game, Sara Francis Bayman spoke to Sky to look back on their season.
Sara, into the top four, mission accomplished, top of the table. Really keen to look back with you at some of the key games that have got Loughborough going into the semi-finals as the number one spot. So I'm going to take you all the way back to round one and two. After that loss to Bath in the opening game, you took on Wasps. This was a tight one, and you said you nicked the win.
We didn't play particularly well. Like, it was week one. We lost to Bath in the first game of the doubleheader, and then we played Wasps, which is a super tough start to the season. And we did nick it, because we didn't really deserve it. Like, Wasps probably were a better team on the day, but it was so important for us to get a win on the board. We'd had a tough week as well. Ella couldn't play, and just the different people standing up, Susie, Lucy, you know, it was really pleasing to see. Definitely one that we maybe didn't quite deserve, but got over the line on.
Onwards then, round five and six, you played Pulse, and Nat Panagari called it an ugly win in her Player of the Match interview. Helena Adio, she was a terror, really, wasn't she?
Yeah, she did. They did such a good job defensively on us, and I think it was one of the first times that a team did something different to us. Our learnings from this game really helped us through the season, because they really exposed us in attack. My memory from this one is Beth Cobden at times just put us on her back in this game and carried us through, just got crucial interceptions when we needed them. Yeah, it was a steep learning curve for us, this one.
If we fast forward, it was all going quite smoothly, wasn't it? Got down to Copper Box, season continued, then you took on Manchester Thunder, round 19, and you want these games out of the way, don't you, before you get to the finals, but this was a bad day at the office.
You know, you can have games where your defence end aren't playing great and the attack end pick up the slack and vice versa. This game, no one was playing great. So I think there was just a real feeling of disappointment after this game that we didn't learn as much as we could have done from it. We didn't execute how we wanted to. Ultimately, it was a really poor performance.
From one extreme to the other then, wasn't it? Closing the season out against Team Bath. What a turnaround from the week before.
Mavericks were the only team to have beaten Bath so far, so They're the team who would say, well, how did they do it? Because no one else had managed it. And so we did take some lessons from Mavericks, and we worked hard last week on our intensity to attack the game and to be aggressive in defence in particular.
And then the Netball Super League semi-finals finally got underway, as described by Caroline Barker.
It's been a struggle to think of the words to sum up this season. Resilience, grit, sacrifice, brilliance. The Netball Super League has been all of the above. But as we launch headlong into the semi-finals, it's time to let the netball do the talking. First up, two teams looking to carve their name on that trophy for the very first time. Lightning three times grand finalist, Rhinos a debut season to remember already. Who blinks first? Fitona, captain of Leeds Rhinos, leads their team out onto court with a wing defence bib on. A goalkeeper, Twainy Keenan, one of three players injured in that second game of the season. So many times this season, Rhinos have had to regroup. Vicky Osola, only three players have got more deflections than her in the Super League this season. She starts at goal defence. Jade Clark played in that grand final for Loughborough Lightning back in 2008. Captained the side, went on to captain the side as well. This one means everything. Bree Grierson at wing attack. Rhea Dixon, who memorably scored that first ever Rhinos goal at goal attack. Sienna Rushton, personal best of 225 goals this season for her at goal shooter. So while Lightning come into this one having secured top spot in the regular season, Rhinos are out of isolation and haven't played a game in anger since that last day of May. Lightning then believe this one is theirs. Their captain, Nat Panagari, on at centre, leading the team out. The goalkeeper retiring this season. Oh, how she'd love to go out with a medal around her neck. Sam May at goalkeeper. Jazz Odia-Berrin, who stood up time and time again for Loughborough Lightning this season. Vitality Super League player of the season, Beth Cobden at wing defence. A wing attack, Hannah Joseph, her ninth consecutive year with Loughborough Lightning. Ella Clark at goal attack. And a goal shooter, golden shot, top scorer for the second season in a row, it's Mary Chola. Netball continues to take a stand against racism. Pamela Cookie alongside me mentioning Rhinos back for the first time since the end of May. Some of these players have been on different return to play pathways as well. Training's been an issue, but certainly that heart's not going to be an issue tonight.
Oh, definitely not, Caroline. I think they are coming here tonight pumped to play. I think it's going to be a big one for them. They are the underdogs. Lightning are flying high, but I know from this Leeds Rhinos team, they're going to give everything they've got.
Jay Clark, the most capped player, with the first centre pass for Leeds Rhinos. Their first season, their first centre pass in the grand finals weekend, and we are off and underway.
Lightning took the win 58-38, and the player of the match went to Sam May.
It's amazing. The amount of work that we've done through this last like 3 days has been amazing, and it just shows the commitment of every single player on that squad of in our team that wants this so bad. And why not? Let's go for one more.
Love that attitude. I mean, so much was made this week, wasn't it, about the intensity that you guys played with on Monday night, but to come out this afternoon and put a 20-goal win on Leeds Rhinos is huge. What is the belief in this side, and how proud are you of them?
Very, very proud. We've just worked so hard this season. We were building from last season, and it's just a testament to these girls how much work we're doing. We want to get everyone on that court, and that's what we did today. And I'm just so proud. So proud.
You don't know who you're going to be playing yet.
No.
We've got to wait and see. I'm sure you'll be watching the next game very closely, but just what would it mean to you to go out tomorrow on the highest of highs in your last game of your career?
I think it'll just be icing on the top. I've in love this season so far, and I think it's the one way to send off. Win or lose, I'm going to be happy, and yeah, I'm just looking forward to tomorrow. As
Sarah Frances Bierman had this to say on her side's win.
We struggled first half, and I think you could visibly see the nerves out there, and hopefully we've got it out of our system today so we can actually just like play and enjoy it a little bit tomorrow. But you know, credit to Leeds, I thought they did a really good job first half especially, and we just needed to, you know, get a little bit tighter in defence and open up a bit more in attack, and we kind of got there in the end, but we're not thrilled with the performance.
It did look like it's particularly defensively really settled into things as the game progressed. It could have gone horribly wrong when Mary Cholhock went down injured. Good to see her back on court. Got to ask you about Susie Liversidge though. All okay with her?
Yeah, Susie looks like she's in a bit of pain at the minute. We'll have to assess it tonight and see if she's available tomorrow or not. She was obviously pretty upset about that, but it's been a squad effort all year, and I hope for Susie's sake that she's had such a remarkable season that she's able to take part tomorrow. But you know, we've got guys on the bench that come on and do a great job, and really proud of the impact that some of those guys had.
For someone who's just steered her team into the Super League Grand Final for the first time as director of netball, you seem fairly subdued at the moment. Is this just keeping calm ahead of the big one tomorrow?
A little bit. I think, I don't know, it was a weird game as well, and I think I've got to kind of keep a lid on my emotions today, because I think if I start, I won't stop. Like, a lot of people have said what an exhausting season it's been, and I think it has, and tomorrow's going to be a massive release for everyone. But you know, we've got one more game, and we really want to just express ourselves a little bit more. I think today we looked a little bit restricted and a little bit shackled, and I really want the girls to play tomorrow and just enjoy the occasion and give whoever we've got the best possible competition.
And he's Dan Ryan.
Dan, disappointment of course, but the way you played in that first quarter, I bet you're just wishing that game plan could have stayed the whole way through.
Yeah, really pleased at the start. I thought they come out really well, all things considered, and really attacked the game, which was the message beforehand, so really pleased with that. But in the end, I think just we're not quite there yet, and Loughborough simply too good today. So it is what it is, but certainly disappointed with the margin and the outcome, but you know, pleased with parts of it. But this is a journey for the group, and I think a really valuable learning experience for a lot of them who, you know, stepped on a finals court for the first time in their careers. So we've got to keep perspective and take the learnings out of that one today and respond well tomorrow.
That's just it, isn't it? Because early on this season, no one would have put you, or very few people would have put you in the Final Four. I know it's been an absolute roller coaster for you to get to this point, but how valuable going forward as you look to build this franchise to get this semi-final experience?
Oh, it's critical. And I think also, you know, I had a couple of conversations with a few of the players beforehand around this is going to be the first of many finals that you play in your career. And while the occasion's a little bit different, the game's the same, and you need to find yourself in those moments. And, you know, players like Sienna, what a story for her. Bree and Rhea, those young players as well that are kind of emerging. Today's a really important day in the development of them as athletes and the story of their careers. So while it's not necessarily the quality of performance we wanted today, I think there's a lot of circumstances that perhaps allowed that. But, you know, we'll take the learnings and they'll be better off it, off because of that in the long run, and that's what it's about.
Yeah, it has to be said, of all the things that a team could come up against in a season, I think you have been dealt a terrible hand, really. So unlucky. So look, third place playoff tomorrow, an important one for the girls, and you're going to want to give it everything, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. And again, as always, nothing to lose. If fourth place is our best finish this season, it's a great success, but we certainly have our eye on third, and we know that whoever we're going to face is going to be hurting after not making the grand final. So we're going to play on that as much as we can, and I know my girls are fighters and they're keen for one more game, and they'll be really wanting to impress tomorrow, no different to any other game.
In the second semi-final, it was Manchester Thunder 38, Team Bath 41. We'll get the views of Anna Stembridge shortly, but first, the player of the match went to Serena Guthrie, who spoke to Hannah Wilkes from Sky.
That meant everything. And I actually feel quite choked because I feel like we've been under a lot of criticism the last two games, and we are our biggest critics, and I'm just so proud of the way the girls have tackled training. We knew it was going to be absolutely tough out there. You know, Thunder are a class side, and that was exactly the semi-final netball fans deserve to see today. And yeah, I'm feeling quite emotional, I'll be honest. I'm just really, really proud of the team, and I thought they were outstanding. And yeah, credit to Thunder, I thought it was a great game today.
It was a great game for the neutral, it has to be said. I mean, breathless netball fans everywhere watching that one. An ugly win doesn't really matter when it's a game like this and what's on the line, does it?
Yeah, and to be fair, Greggy and I have both got quoted. You know, we were going to throw everything at that game today, and I think both sides did. So, like I said, credit to those guys. You know, just delighted to get the win.
A quick turnaround, go again tomorrow against Loughborough in the grand final. Ready for it?
Absolutely. We'll just savour this moment and we will definitely get on task for tomorrow.
Well, excellent stuff today, Anna. Very well played.
Thank you.
We look forward to seeing you tomorrow in the final. And you step out, we'll bring in our Netball UK player of the match, Serena Guthrie. Watching you fly all over the court, they discussed whether there might be seven of you on there today. You wanted that, didn't you?
Yeah, look, I can't even explain how important today was for our group and for me individually. Like, the last two games weren't good enough for my contribution on court, so today was do or die, and it was about leaving it all out there. And I think could have been any seven of us maybe standing here right now. It was a real team effort.
It certainly was, and so much has been talked about this year about the level of experience in your group. You've got some great youth coming through, and then proven winners yourself, Layla Guskov, Ebony Osorio-Brown. How important was that experience today in getting over the line in a game that never looked comfortable?
Yeah, look, I think we've had a great team all year, but, you know, Loughborough and Thunder, Rhinos, Mavericks have also got really great teams, and it's about how that all comes together, and that's the challenge. You know, it's not easy. You can have all the superstars in the world, but if you can't perform and can't gel, you might as well not have any of those kind of people in your team. So for us, it was about wins, whether you've won one before, whether you haven't won before. If it was your first semi-final, or like me, it might have been my sixth or seventh. It was about getting over the line, and we did, so I'm so happy.
In a grand final then, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can you get that trophy?
That's where we wanted to be. You know, it's semi-final, it's not enough for this group. We want to be in a position where we can win it, and now we are, so it's about rest, recovery, and riding on the crest of this wave, because, hey, if we can play like that again tomorrow, then I'll back this team any day of the week.
It was a wonderful game of netball, very tight, really enjoyable to watch. Karen Gregg spoke to Sky after the game.
We had a great start. I thought we got enough turnover ball, and we just can't afford to throw away ball like we did at times in that game against opposition like Bath and expect to then get it back again. So disappointing in our, you know, consolidation and our turnover to goal. But, you know, Bath were excellent tonight and we unfortunately just couldn't quite go over the line.
You made some changes. They started to pay a bit of dividends in the third quarter and then the final quarter, that last roll of the dice for Carolina Hanlon going to centre. You got chances, didn't you? And momentum started to look like it was going your way, but couldn't quite make it pay off.
Yeah, you know, we've been saying from the start of the game, hit Joyce on one-on-one in the circle, you know, like, we know Joyce can out jump Ebony, and we only started playing like that in the last 3 minutes of the game. So when we're asking them to do things, you know, it's disappointing to see them not try until those last 3 minutes, you know, and take those risks when we needed quick goals, obviously, to try and turn over the centre passes. But, you know, I don't take it away from my team. They've been absolutely fantastic all year. They've been throwing lots of challenges. Bitterly disappointed today, obviously, but, you know, they should be proud of themselves for what they've done this year.
Absolutely, and still one more game tomorrow.
Yeah, and a bit of War of the Roses for that bronze medal, so we'll be making sure we bring it for sure.
So the third and fourth playoff is at 3 o'clock tomorrow. That's Rhinos against Thunder and the Vitality Netball Super League Grand Final 2021. It's going to be taking place at 5 o'clock. Lightning v Team Bath. Those games are going to be live on Sky and on their YouTube as well. Who do you think is going to win?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.